Hello.
Hey, this is Mr. Miller.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Miller, this is Zach. You had filled out a form yesterday on my website about your property on Glen Eagles Drive.
Yeah.
How's your day going?
Well, just started, really.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know.
Did I catch you at a bad time?
No.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah, I'm familiar with the property. I'm sure you know the Church Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some houses off of there. So, I'm familiar with the place.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell me, if you don't mind, what's got you interested in selling it?
Well, without getting too personal, I lost my wife and it's just too much house for me to worry about.
Sorry to hear that. I had lost my mother recently, so
yeah.
I can relate in a way. Okay. Well, do you know where you want to go to next, or?
It's going to be down in North Carolina by maybe Currituck or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
On the way to Nags Head. So.
Do you have a specific timeline when you're looking to get there?
No. They tell you never to make a big decision for the first year after you lose a spouse. So, you know, I've still got a couple, 2 or 3 months, and that, you know.
Sure. Okay. Well, you know, when you sell it, are you looking just to kind of sell it as is and be done with it, or what's your ideal goal?
Well, my ideal goal is to not have to pay a 6% to a bunch of realtors and get a fair price for it. I know houses are values have gone up here lately.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all.
Okay.
I'm not looking to spend a hell of a lot of money fixing it up just to turn around and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm having they're painting the deck and all this weekend, and you know, I keep it up. It's nice, but you know, I'm not going to drop $30,000-$50,000 into a bathroom remodel and turn around and sell it.
Sure. So you're looking just to sell it as is and be done with
it.
You don't want to put any money into it.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with the outside of it. You know, I haven't seen the inside, but have you considered, you know, I guess just to back it up, you know, we buy about 20 houses a month. So, you know, if we can do something, great. If we can't, you know, at least we had a conversation. But we're definitely interested in it. I mean, have you considered, even if you, I mean, it's staying there completely out of the question, you know you're going to North Carolina?
No, I don't know where kids, my grandkids and all are up here, so I don't know if I'll actually go down there or not, but you know, I'll figure something out when the time comes, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you know you're looking just to kind of sell it as is condition.
Yeah.
Have you considered what, you know, what that kind of looks like when you're done with this thing?
As far as what, price or?
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to find out from you guys. I get these calls and texts and all this stuff, people trying to sell this or trying to buy it, but nobody ever will tell me what markdown there is for selling it that way. They won't say, all right, well, here's our offer.
Right.
So, you know, I'm curious as to what somebody will give me for it, as is.
Mm-hmm. And you, like you said, you people haven't given you offers, but have you given them a price range of what you wanted?
Well, one guy bothered me with three straight phone calls, and I said, yeah, I'll take $800,000 for it, which is double what it's appraised for. Well, almost double what it's appraised for. So, but, you know, I don't want to throw numbers out.
Right.
Just like when I buy a car and somebody, well, what can you afford? No, just tell me what you want to sell it for, or, you know, the car. And so here, I just want somebody to say, hey, we will give you X number of dollars. And we can close whenever you want to, and, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, are you kind of
right now,
looking
at that last one? What's that?
I mean, you know, a fair number would probably be maybe, you know, around what it's assessed for, you know, given the condition, if, you know, the updates, you know, need to be, you know, done.
I think a fair number would be up there, but I mean, there's nothing wrong. It has all of the, you know, the annual termite. Let's see, I got just had the plumbing inspected. Just did the heat and air conditioning done for the spring or summer. Have an electrical inspection coming up next week. So it has your warranty or death on it.
Right.
So it's taken care of. I will tell you that. I built it in 97.
Nice. Okay. So, you know, I'm definitely interested in it. And, you know, I don't think that you're asking an unreasonable amount. But obviously, you know, you got to be ready to, you know, go, you know, if we were to do something, you know, within 60 or 90 or 100 days or however long.
Yeah. Yep.
And you're not there yet, right?
What's that?
As far as moving, I mean, you're just not there.
No, not right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be well, it would be, a couple of months probably.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought a place at the river, not a place, a campground and all. So I'm spending a lot of time, not a lot, but I'm spending time down there too. So sometimes, I don't know when a good time for selling is. But no, I'm not there right now. I just didn't know whether somebody would just pop back up, give me a call, and say, "Well, we appraised it by the county and this and that," and with everything being said, we'll give you this much for it whenever you're ready to go. Or if you're ready to go in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever.
Oh, so you're, so, okay, maybe I misunderstood you. So you're ready to do it. You just kind of seeing if you can get what you want and then move from there.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's not like I have to sell it. But, you know, if somebody gives me the right number for it, then, yeah, I could turn it, I could flip it pretty quick.
Sure. And the right number, you know.
Well, I'm not going
you've had it appraised. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw numbers out there because I bought too many houses or homes, too many cars, and I know the game. And so, you know, if somebody's sincere in what they're doing, then I'll listen to them and consider it, and we'll say yes or no. I mean,
okay. So even if I were to say a number that fits, I mean, does it even make sense? Because, you know, that still seems like you're not ready necessarily. And I don't want to just waste your time or.
Well, I appreciate that. But, yeah, I mean, when it finally comes down to it, I have to make a big decision. Do I sell a home I've been in for 25 years or do I not? And do I move, do I stay in the Richmond area or do I pack up and go to Carolina? So, yeah, it would be a big move for me. But, just take it from there when it happens.
Okay. And you have a, if I heard you correctly, you have a place to the river too?
Yeah, I just bought a camper and all that down there near Matthews.
Oh, okay. That's a good county.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely interested in the house. You know, it doesn't sound like necessarily you're ready yet. You know, and I know you got some decisions to make.
Yeah.
What do you, if you don't mind me asking, what are you deciding just to make sure you do want to sell it?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Are you contemplating if you still, if you for sure want to sell it?
Well, I haven't really contemplated or thought too much about it, because I mean the housing market nowadays is kind of turbulent, and I, you know, the uncertainty of the election coming up and everything else, it, you know, not a great time to make big decisions. But, you know, I mean, who knows?
Sure. Well, I'm interested in it.
Yeah, hold on for 2 months and call me back or something. You know, that's like I said, I was told don't do anything for the first year after you lose your spouse. Make a big decision. And moving would be a big decision for me. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have other houses, so you've done this before.
What's that?
You have other houses, so, I mean, you've done this before.
Well, no, I've never sold as is. I've used realtors because I had a family, and I just went through the standard or the normal way of buying a house and selling a house. So, but now it's just me and, well, my wife's sister lives here. Her daughter stays here some. And,
oh, where are they going to go?
What's that?
If you sell it, where are you going to go? Or
where are they going to go?
Where are
I don't have a clue. Yeah, I don't have a clue.
Do they know that you're looking at selling it?
Oh, yeah. No, I've talked to them.
They don't have any interest in buying it?
No, they can't afford it.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely interested on, you know, an as is, you know, kind of sale. And, you know, it's all about timing, right? So.
Yeah. Like I said, I still have, August. I still have 3 months before the supposed timeline of 1 year will pass. So, before making any big decisions. But, you know.
All right. Well, what I can do is I can definitely give you a ring and stay in touch with you. And, yeah, kind of when you're more on the skirts of, you know, doing something, I mean, we can definitely kind of reconnect. Because, like I said, I know the area, so I'm definitely interested. And I know the house.
Okay. That's fine with me.
Okay. Sounds fair.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it was nice speaking with you, Mr. Miller. I'll give you a call. You got my number, right?
It popped up. I don't remember it right now, but 571-7710.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's, you know.
All right.
You're the first one that I've actually talked to for more than 3 minutes because the other people called up and just went, yeah, we'll give you a good price. And it's like, all right, well, in what ballpark? Well, I can't tell you that right now. Well, you can't tell me you do give me a good price then. Well, that's just the way I'm sorry. Talk to you later. Bye. So.
Didn't get anywhere with them, huh?
So, Cava Homes and We Buy Ugly Houses and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I don't know who you work for, but.
Our company is, we got about 9 different companies, but CVA Homes. So, you know, we work within the state.
Yeah.
We just help homeowners, you know, get from A to B. We're not like, you know, We Buy Ugly Houses or, you know, Cava, the guys who, you know, do what they do.
Yeah, I mean, when it starts getting up into this kind of money, I hate to think that 6% of it's going to somebody, well, split up, of course, but going to a bunch of other people. I'm too old for that shit. So, but yeah, just, you know, give me a call back in a month or two or three, whatever. We'll see where I am then.
Okay. I can definitely do that. I'll give you a call, Mr. Miller. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
No problem.
All right. We'll talk soon.
All right, man. Okay. Where the hell's the hang up? All right.